Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the first quiz of a brand new week of Perfect 10. Hey, as you probably know by now, I'll be here every day with you, Monday to Friday, with 10 head-scratching puzzles and teasers to educate, entertain, and of course, as you know by now, to irritate you in places. There are 50 points available in total by Friday. So what will your final score be by the end of this week? Let's find out, shall we? 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Today is the 11th of March. And if you're a mum, I hope you had a very nice, relaxing Mother's Day yesterday. It was on this day in 1988 that the Bank of England £1 note ceased to be legal tender. Gosh, I remember it growing up. The £1 note was first issued in 1797. So it was in circulation for a very impressive 191 years. Oh, tells a whole story about inflation, doesn't it? Anyway, it's time to feel rich with knowledge. That's a pun. As today's quiz is about to start, can you get a perfect 10 score today? Well, let's find out, because here come your questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and we're starting this week with a little puzzle. If 24H in AD means 24 hours in a day, what does 5V in the A mean? 5V in the A, can you figure out the answer to that teaser? Question two is our clues in the news round. Which famous phrase or saying is being described in this fictional news report?
Today's top story. A local man rode red rum to a fountain today, but he refused to consume any of its liquid. More on this story when we have it.
Could you crack the clues in the news and figure out the famous phrase or saying I'm looking for a point? Question three, Carol lateral thinking. When you type the numbers 07734 into a traditional calculator and then you turn it upside down, it looks like the word hello. What word would seemingly appear if you typed these numbers in and then turned the calculator upside down? The numbers are 53045. Tell me the word. Picture the calculator, figure out the word, and remember on Perfect 10, you can pause, rewind at any point if you feel like you need some extra time before we move on. I'll be waiting for you. Here's question four and our memory round. You're about to hear a clip from our fictional radio station. Make sure you pay close attention as a question will follow.
Welcome back, Perfect 10 FM listeners. It's time for another chart, and today we are counting down our top five songs from the 90s. In at number five, we have Kurt Cobain and his band Nirvana with the incredible Smells Like Teen Spirit. At number four, I'll Tell You What I Want, What I Really, Really Want. It's the Spice Girls and Wannabe. In position number three, we are going back to 1995 for Pulp with Common People. Just missing out on the top spot at number two, it's the dance classic Insomnia by Faithless. And your number one 90s song is Oasis with the timeless Wonderwall.
Well, I hope you took in a lot of that information, because here comes the question. In that fictional chart, Common People by Pulp was at which number? Some great songs mentioned there, weren't there? But can you recall the information you need to answer that particular question? Questions five, six, and seven are all part of a group we like to call the three Fs, frivolous, familiar, and fun rounds. They're common knowledge questions about popular culture and the world around us. So here is question five. Spend a little Live a Lot is an advertising slogan for which supermarket chain? Hopefully it's quite an easy start to today's three F's. Here's question six, and it's all about a famous landmark. Mount Elbrus is located in which country? Do you know the country? Question seven, and it's time for some comedy. Mrs. Slocum and Mr. Humphreys were characters in which 1970s sitcom? If you remember this show, you've probably bagged yourself another point on the scoreboard. Question eight, two in, two out. This is where you need to change two letters in a word to create a new word. So, which two letters can you change in the word scrunch? S-C-R-U-N-C-H, scrunch, to make something a cat does. Swap those letters to find that word. Question nine, I know this, and today it's Mystery Year Monday. In which year did Richard Nixon resign due to the Watergate scandal? Are you old enough to remember this scandal? Even if you aren't, it's definitely worth having a guess. And here we are at our final question of the day, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which Marilyn Monroe movie is an anagram of timeliest hook? Timeliest, T-I-M-E-L-I-E-S-T, hook, H-O-O-K. Can you find the title of that very famous movie? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week in the bag. Well done, everyone, for playing along and getting your brain working. Answers coming up. But before that, please go and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss tomorrow's episode as soon as it drops. It just makes life a little bit easier for you. And make sure you join the Perfect 10 family. Come and join us on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? Let's find out.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Question one, and we started with... If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 5V in the A mean? Did you get it? It's five vowels, V for vowels, in the A for alphabet. Five vowels in the alphabet. Question two was today's clues in the news. And I was looking for a famous phrase or saying hidden in this clip. What was it?
Today's top story. A local man rode red rum to a fountain today, but he refused to consume any of its liquid. More on this story when we have it.
Well, the phrase I was looking for was, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking. I asked, when you type the numbers 07734 into a calculator, turn it upside down, it looks like the word hello. What word would seemingly appear if you typed 53045 and turned that upside down? And the answer is shoes, S-H-O-E-S. The S's are represented by the number 5, 4 looks a bit like an H, 0 is obviously O, and the 3 resembles an E. Well done if you said shoes. Question 4 was on memory round and we were listening to the radio. In that fictional chart we gave you, Common People by Pulp was at which number? And the answer was, in that fictional chart, it was at number 3. In 2004, Star Trek's William Shatner released a cover version of the song. Question 5, the three Fs. Spend a little, live a lot is an advertising slogan for which supermarket chain? The answer is Aldi, A-L-D-I, Aldi. Question 6, time for some geography. Mount Elbrus is located in which country? Well, the answer is Russia. It's the country's highest mountain, and it has an elevation of 18,510 feet above sea level. For question 7, we're returning on the telly. Mrs. Slocum and Mr. Humphreys were characters in which 1970s sitcom, and the answer is, Are You Being Served? Question 8, time for 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters could you change in the word scrunch to make something a cat does? If you change the U to an A and the N to a T, you get a scratch, S-C-R-A-T-C-H. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you? In which year did Richard Nixon resign due to the Watergate scandal? Well, it was 1974. Richard Nixon, the president, resigned live on television and on radio on the 8th of August that year, and he was replaced by Gerald Ford Sr. And finally, question 10 was today's anagram. Which Marilyn Monroe movie is an anagram of Timeliest Hook? And the answer I was looking for was Some Like It Hot, which also starred Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? Remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Follow us on social media at Perfect 10 Carol so you don't miss any of our bonus questions. And thank you for playing. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I genuinely hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.